Yo, what's good, Gen Z? Riley Hart here, back at it again with another dose of self-care RX, your daily dose of reality served straight up. You know that feeling when you're scrolling through TikTok and everyone seems to be living their best life, flawless vacations, killer outfits, effortless glow-ups? It can make you feel like your own existence is a low-res filter compared to their HD lives, right? Well, guess what? It's all curated content. Truth is, we're all just trying to figure this thing out, one day at a time. And today, we're tackling something that can seriously level up your mental game. Gratitude. Let me break it down for you because I know your attention spans are shorter than my last Tinder date. First off, gratitude isn't about being a Pollyanna and pretending everything is sunshine and rainbows. It's not about ignoring the struggles or saying thank you to a bad haircut. It's about actively choosing to focus on the good stuff, even when things are tough. Think of it like this. Your brain is like a muscle, and the more you use certain pathways, the stronger they get. So if you constantly scroll through negativity, those negative thought patterns become super strong. But if you practice gratitude, you're literally rewiring your brain to focus on the positive, which can seriously boost your mood and overall well-being. Second, I know what you're thinking. Riley, thanks for the pep talk. But how do I actually do this? Easy peasy. Start small. Every night before bed, think of three things you're grateful for, big or small. Maybe it's a hilarious meme that made you laugh, your comfy pajamas, or even just having a roof over your head. You know, the basics. Writing them down can help too. Third, don't underestimate the power of saying thank you genuinely. When someone does something for you, even something small, express your gratitude. It might seem insignificant, but it makes a difference. Plus, it feels good to spread positivity, right? Think of it as paying it forward in the world of vibes. Fourth, surround yourself with positive people who lift you up and celebrate your wins. You know those friends who always have your back, even when you're being a total goofball? Those are the ones to keep close. Because let's be real, sometimes you need a squad that reminds you how awesome you are. And finally, remember that gratitude isn't a destination, it's a journey. Some days will be easier than others, but the key is to keep practicing. Even when life throws you curveballs, try to find at least one thing to be grateful for. Trust me, your mental health will thank you. Think about those times when you were feeling down and then something unexpectedly good happened, maybe a friend sent you a funny meme or you nailed the presentation at school. Those little moments of joy can totally shift your whole mood, right? That's the power of gratitude in action. Now imagine this. You're walking home from class, scrolling through your phone and comparing yourself to everyone else's seemingly perfect lives. You start feeling that familiar pit of anxiety in your stomach. But then you remember that you aced the test yesterday, that your dog is ridiculously adorable, and that you have an amazing group of friends who always make you laugh. Suddenly, the world doesn't seem so bleak, does it? Here's the bottom line, folks. Cultivating gratitude isn't just about being happy all the time, it's about building resilience, finding joy in the everyday moments, and shifting your perspective from negativity to possibility. It's a superpower, a secret weapon against the daily grind. So go ahead, ditch those negative thoughts, embrace the good stuff, and remember to say thank you for all the little blessings in life. Your future self will thank you for it. Don't just sit there, get out there and practice some gratitude. Tag me on TikTok with your hash gratitude goals using the hashtag #selfcarerx. Let's turn this thing into a movement. And don't forget to follow, rate, and share this podcast like your life depends on it because it kind of does. Peace out.
This podcast is created with the help of advanced AI to deliver thoughtful affirmations and positive messages just for you.